Stoi there to Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
This Shabbos Habalein L'Teva is a confluence of three extraordinary, amazing things. First of all, it's the last Shabbos of the year, and the Svarim Akdeishim Amayrich, that is Besakin, Maila, all the Shabbos of the year, Tavshin Tehei. Secondly, it's the Shabbos, we name this Baruch Kol Yom before Rosh Hashanah, which ensures that all of us will be gebench, the Chzidu Sim B'Teva, Rosh Hashanah Tehei B'Sukkah. And thirdly, it's the end of the Shiva D'Nechemta, that for 7 weeks, Yishayahu HaNovi comes to our besmedrish, to our hearts, to our minds, to bring us divrei nechom. And there's a general principle, found by Eliyahu HaNovi, by Elisha, that when the tzaddik leaves, the end of the period, you get pishnayim beruch, you get a double portion of his spirit. And Mashgiach says, who had in every Shabbos of the year, mincha is the chul, raiva the raivin, because the whole kedusha of Shabbos, and Shabbos, you say, alu gitazachin, you get pishnayim at that moment. And therefore he says, we say in the, from the Arizal, that b'minchasa, b'chedvasa, d'zeir antin, which is gematria 1,404, is gematria 2 times Shabbos, 2 times 702. Which is also the reason, b'tzoi Shabbos, afterwards, is gematria yivno pishnayim yirucha elein. Is al derech zeh, the Shabbos, the moment that Yishayahu HaNovi, the Baal HaNechama, leaves us. So he says, the Mashiach says, if you take Yishayahu b'miluoy, yud, shin, ayin, yud, vav, hey, vav, 553 times 2, because it's pishnayim, you get 1106. No, anyone out there? Atem nitzavim ayam kulchem lifnei Hashem alikeichem, 1106. Right? Which we'll discuss, and therefore Yishayahu HaNovi times 2 is gematria ani avaya v'itachi shena, atem nitzavim is gematria tkir gedela. So I see there's a confluence, a meeting, Sayyid Shabbos Kodesh, Sayyid Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, and Sayyid Shabbos of connected to Geula, to Yishayahu HaNovi, and there must be a connection between all of these things. I said before, Atem Nitzavim Yom Kuchum Hashem Vekechem is 1106, which is also gematria, says the Barna Rav, called Boya Oilam Oivrin Lefanov Kibnei Morin, which is the Rosh Hashanah, and said the Chambra Tova. And therefore, Atem Nitzavim is gematria, HaBrocha, says the Abbas Yisrael, says, when is Atem Nitzavim? When is Hayoim? Roshonah says, Zoyra Kav Shemedrish, Hayoim plus Rosh Hashanah is gematria, Ksidol Sivet Peiva, says the Abbas Yisrael. Nitzavim, the word itself, is Meramez of Ayid, ask for Bonachayim Mizoyna, right? Nitzavim itself is connected to all three. How do I know? Because the Gemara says in Shabbos, Kufyut Dalid, Hutziva Vayamet Elu Habonim. So, in fact, the word Nitzavim, you don't got to be a rocket scientist to figure out, is the same letters as Bonim plus Tzadik. You don't want just some kids, Shtickle Flesh, be sitting there eating your food. You want Bonim who are Tzadikim. And the Gemara says, in Psochim, Zemamayni Shal Adam Shamidai Al Rago. And as Ibn Ezra famously says, the dead are Shoichvim, the Levitiker are Nitzavim. So in the word Nitzavim, you already have a remez for Bonachayim Mizaina Rizich. 1106, Atam Nitzavim, yeah. 1106 says the Abbas. So all the Svarim Akdeishim is Gimatria Shabbos Kodesh, which is also Gimatria Tokum with a Shlossman being 600. So I see Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, and Geula all come together. I give you a bunch of other Ramazim, but I got no time. So there's a Gewaldige meeting on this particular Shabbos. I have to understand how are they all connected, and what's the Musar Haskel for us? Let's just tickle your brains off. In this week's parasha, two questions, just immediately without thinking very deep, arise. The pasuk says, Vaisircha Hashem likecha b'chol masa yodecha b'fri vitnecha. The Meir Simcha and Meshech Chochma is medayik. We've had this kind of pasuk before, if you remember. Hello, Vaisircha Hashem b'fri vitnecha. Here we add the words which you don't have in the previous parasha, the masa yodecha. What's this masa yodecha that a person stays alive? Because question number one. Question number two. The pasuk is called the parasha of tshuva. B'shaftos Hashem alikecha, b'chol nevavcha, b'chol nafshu. How do we generally darshan b'chol nafshu? So the Gemara said, "Hadn't I indulged?" The haftos that you say it every day, numerous times. The haftos Hashem alikecha b'chol nafshu. So the Gemara says, here we learn. I feel noitel is nafshu. Here we learn that the chiyuv mesiras nefesh for avoid zor. Asks Chaim Valojiner in a drasha which is printed in the back of Nefesh Chaim. Valderach said in Maril Diskin ala Torah. What's the b'shafta Hashem alikecha b'chol nafshu? Is tshuva a mitzvah that entails mesiras nefesh? If I wanted, I could speak an hour about this. This is a subject in itself. But the simple answer, says Rav Chaim Valojiner, and the Maril Diskin will say the same halakha. You all remember the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, where the Gemara says that a person who's poirish miminus mites, he dies immediately. Whole track of a time, we're not getting involved in it. But then the Gemara tells a story that it applies not only from minus, but a person who's dovuk in Avera, like attached to an Avera, like whatever, he also, when he's perish, he died. Then the Gemara tells the famous story of Rabbi Elazar ben Durdaya, who found out there was a Zoyin of Yarkas Yayam, of the seven seas, and he took a Gavaltic money, and whatever, and then he was perish. And he goes and he says, Shemayim Ba'oriz, Ba'akshul Ha'achon, heaven, earth, whatever, Shemayim Ba'oriz. And they said to him, if whilst we're busy asking mercy for you, we got to ask for ourselves, because the Pasuk said, Ki Yahorim Yamushu, Agoyis Tit Maitena. What's the shot here in the story? So the Masho Al-Asar says, because he knew that a person is Obduk Ba'aveira, and if he suddenly cuts out, he's going to die. The lifestyle, the change, the transformation is too radical, he's going to die. And therefore, he asks for mercy, he wants to live. So he asked heaven and earth, Shemayim Ba'oretz, ask for mercy on me. So they said, what the answer is, according to Marshall, everything in this world is a nifsut. It comes today, gone tomorrow. And therefore, we got to ask mercy for ourselves. And God, Hinich, Roshay ben Birkov, and he died. And a baskel came out and said, Ashrecha, Rabbi Elazar ben Durdaya, Atamadu ben Chayim Habol, and he's called Rebbe. So the Pritzadik from the Tzadik in this week's parasha asks an obvious kasha. The Zohar HaKodesh says in Zohar HaKodesh, that a person does tshuva, right? And he did a proper scharet, belev nefesh, scharot, david, alamais. Aber he hasn't yet done any mitzvahs. He regretted deeply, sincerely, with great remorse, the averus that he did. But then suddenly he disappears off the scene. And he hasn't, so what, you say that he had the chelik olam habo. What do you do in olam habo? Taking yoshim, atzim rishayim, you then in the Peshchina, and you learn Torah. And you get the gewaldig hano ruchnis from everything that you did. A person zol zayn the ibish tuz muichu b'seleich klich b'chile kaparah b'zaveris. Ober er steht dort in einem Habe zwischen den Zadigim. Dann nacket der Heid. Ja, das ist kein Lebusche, das ist kein Nitz. Hello, what? Exactly is the point, asked the Pritzadik. L'chura. Zidoynes, not like a Zochius. One second, right? Aber hat nicht ein Dekelim. He hasn't done anything. So this is Mechadish, both you and Reb Tzadik, HaKoyin, speaking on the right track. Reb Elazar ben Durdaya is called what? Rabbi. Rabbi Elazar. What is Rabbi? Because he's the Rebbe of all Kal Yisrael. What, if you read the story of the Pashtus, what did he teach you? Did you not know the Koich of Tshuva? This week's parasha, last week, oh, hello. The whole of Nevi'im are full of the koyach of tshuva. A person could be in the lowest of low, and he could do tshuva, v'shafta, neivish, v'smoichum, v'salech. What's the chiddush of Reb Elazar ben Durdaya? The chiddush of Reb Elazar ben Durdaya, asher al-kein, is called Rebbe Elazar, says Reb Tzadik, is that although Agishtet l'naked der heit, he had nothing with him, but he did a tshuva of Mesiras Nefesh, then the Aveira Gufa, which he hadn't acted, right? The Zdoin is not so like Zachias, and that will be his reward in Olam Haba. And that's Pshat, Reb Tzadik Taitzit, that's Pshat, 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 B'chol ma'isa yodecha, b'chol ma'isa, everything you've done. You had a cheeseburger, and you achveis nishwa. And now the kolosh nachsam sofer, it becomes like you ate kochim, yishalayim, lithim and achoyimah, and all the inyonim, and the birurim, and the yichudim, and whatever, is done through your aved. That's the of a tshuva, but a dafka a tshuva of mesiras nefesh. So I see, I don't have time to elaborate, but I see a gewaldiga yisui, that there's a world of a difference between a stam tshuva and a tshuva of mesiras nefesh. I'll give you just a dogma. And this is central to both Avodas HaTshuva and to the Avodah of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Let me just give you just dugmois. You remember a few weeks ago in Parashat Shoftim, so it says in Pasuk, the Kohen HaMashiach, HaMashiach Dibur, he speaks to the people. It says, Shema Yisrael, Atan Krei Miyam Ulcham Aleveichem. Says Rashi, what's Shema Yisrael? Even if you only have the schus of Kriyat Shema, right? Uvad, Kidai Atem Shiyishiyachem. The Eibishter will say, I seem to remember a Gemara somewhere in Soita, which seems to be speak about guys going to war, and he's Yore Me'aveiros Shebiyoda, Atilu Soch Ben Tfilu Tzvila. Hello? He said all they got to do is say Kriya Shema, it's very easy. When the Kash is Noch, everyone knows the famous Gemara in Yuma, that they both. The Rabbi Shmuel was Dairish, Dalachiluka Kapara, a person was over a Mitzvah Saseh, and he did Tshuva immediately. Lo yisasei, the tshuva is toila, and Yom Kippur is machal. Yeah? He's over on Krisis Nisa Bezin, tshuva of Yom Kippur and toilim, and Yisurim, Memar Kerov. Aber sabr was chil Hashem, because I'll say, eight koyach, not with tshuva, not with Yom Kippur, not with Yisurim, Nisa is Memarik. Only death. If you chupar avayna zeh, add to Muslim, right? So how do you say, right, that the guy, if you only have the mitzvah of Shema Yisrael, which is a mitzvah saseh, how does Shema Yisrael automatically, magic, presto, and you mechupar and else? The Emes of Ben Yisofsker asked this question. Ben Yisofsker in Tishrei, I seem to remember a Gemara in Kiddushin, a Makadish, a guy just came out of McDonald's, the cheeseburger. And immediately he goes over to a woman and two kosher witnesses with a ringula, and he says, "Harayat mekudesh es li al menash ani tzad de gomer mekudesh es safik mekudesh es shema hira chuvulim." Shema hira chuvulim. Hello, the guy needs yisurin, the guy needs yom kippur, the guy needs whatever. Yeah, it could be achil Hashem also. Hello, what's the magic here? Is the charaya the Ben Yisofsker brings the Zohar Hakodesh? That a person, listen to Zohar, Raza the Mila, the Choyven, the Mishaper, and the Pater, Barnash, and Alma. There are those Averis, you need death. The High Yoim Garbe, Vade, the Musa, was a Namshi, the High Asar, give Mande Iftibral. A person with Moshe Nefesh for Yiddishkeit, whether he deserves, he doesn't deserve, it makes sense or not, by the Abish, the whole Arich, and Kamakoyme, I forgot where I saw, the Hechel Brocha says. Where's the mitzvah of b'makavdash im shemayim b'nikdashti? Next words. B'soich b'nei Yisrael ani Hashem. B'soich b'nei Yisrael ani Hashem. Is gematria? Rabbi Sternbuch. 1,118 Shema Yisrael Hashem b'nikim Hashem. A person has mesiras nefesh alachdusa yisborech b'nikdashti is mekayim b'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. It says by the Eibush there is choshev u'mekubel as if he died, and that's what the svarim makdash. One of the svarim tzaddikim. By when Rivka has a, when Sarah has a baby, what does she say? Tzchoik also lilikim. Kol hashimeya. Anyone who says Shema Yisrael with the kavon of Zirnefesh, Yitzchakli. He will be like another Yitzchak, and he will gain immediate kapora as if he died, and choshul mukubal by the Eivishter, and all his averus are immediately wiped away. And therefore, the Kohen Mashuach tells the people, Shema Yisrael, in the schus of Mesiras Nefesh, for Kriya Shema. And that's why it's brought from the Belzer Rav, the first Belzer Rav, Sar Shalom Belzer, that when you say Birchas HaTorah in the morning, right, you should immediately say Kriya Shema. I mean, you'll be davening Kriya Shema Bezman. But why? Because Kriya Shema is Ramach. This is connected Ramach Evorin. and a person has to mekadesh im shemayim with all ramach ivorim, right? And that you do only through the mesiras nefesh of Shema. Therefore, it's also pshat. What is the first mishnah in all of Shas? You know, because you're a genius. Me'im is a kohen in the Shema. Where did this come from? Why did Rabbeinu HaKadosh start off Shema with Mishnayis, Torah Shel Peh, with the mitzvah of Shema? Because there's a principle of pasuk says Nir Lachem Nir Mal Tidro Lachem. A person could do mitzvahs, and he's a mitzvah chayas a klipah. How do you know whatever? The pasuk says Ule Rosham Lachim Malos Alif Haperchukai. So a person has Maharib Betshuva Mekabel Mesiras Nefesh before he learns. So Zichr the Tana Liki before he sat and learned. He said he was Mekabel Mesiras Nefesh, and that's Shema Yisrael. So immediately, how does he start? How does he start Mishnayis? Tana Me'emasai, Tana Heichakoi, Tana Akroikoi, because the Ayit starts with the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. I saw from the Shemin Rosh, from the Vina Rovzal Gesundheit, in the Birchas of Kriyat Shema every day, the Roiv HaNuschois, there's an interesting line. But Ezra, at the end, you say, Tzur Yisrael, Kuma Bez. What's this Tzur Yisrael? There are so many names to be Eibishter. Right? Why do you call the Eibishter in this context Tzur Yisrael? So he says, based on the Bnei Yisrael, the Mehriti Bnei Yisrael, this Bnei Yisrael I quoted before. We say on Rosh Hashanah what happens? The chol boy oylam oivrim lefonov kivneimor. Kivneimor is a rather strange expression. Put it nicely, right? Hello. There are so many ways to express it. Chol boy oylam kolim kulay kol yishvi tevel kol lechli yishvi aretz. Why kivneimor? Everyone walks kol yishvi tevel kol boy oylam kivneimor. So he says, the Bnei Yisrael says, I'm married to Gevor. The Rambam wrote a sefer called the Sefer Mitzvah. He's moving all the Tayyak Mitzvahs at Peiru. Mitzvah Moron. Reish Sadik Vov. In the Minyan HaMitzvahs is the Mitzvah of B'lo Yisachal L'Hashem Kochi. Mitzvah Reish, which is Gematria, Reish Sadik Vov. Hello, Moron. Hello. No? Yeah. Mitzvah Reish Tzadik Zayin is the mitzvah of, take a guess, V'nikdashti B'Zeich B'nei Yisrael. Yes? And Sugyin the Alma is the Kaimon, like the Rambam. Yes? So he says, Kaimon, nothing is B'mikr, the fact we're dealing with Torah Zayin. The fact that Leisachalu is mitzvah Reish Tzadik Vov and V'nikdashti is mitzvah Reish Tzadik Zayin, there's a reason. But the pasuk says in Yecheskel, "V'chayis rotzei v'shov." The chayis goes; it's get ois. The shuv then it comes down, and he said the meisalscher based on the Zohar Kodesh we quoted before, that when a person is moiser nefesh rotzei, he's leaving the world; his neshama is going back. That is considered what, as if he pashut passed away, then right, that is afterwards you come down the shuv. So rotzei. Rotzoi is Reish Tzadik Vav Moroi. You with me? And then when you come back, you become back like a Bria Chadosha Chol Chazal Amole. And Rosh Hashanah, Jew is recreated, become a new Chayas, a new Beri, a new person. Right? In the Rotzoi, Reish Tzadik Vav, which is Moroi, you add an Aleph, the way it's spelled in Pasuk. Rotzoi, Reish Tzadik Vav Aleph. You with me? And the Aleph refers to what? Who is the Aleph? Aluf ish olam the Rabbein Shalom. The Rabbein Shalom comes in the equation, and you become a new person, and therefore that's why, just because you become a Bria Chadasha, therefore this kaparas havein. That's kol ha olam. That's a kol yishvi tevel or kol boy olam. How do you spell olam? Aleph, vov, lamed, mem. I am vov, lamed, mem. When you write vov, hello. Two vavs. Take guess what is the gematria? Reish Tzadik Vav. But if you write vav, which could be written as vav, aleph vav, then it's Reish Tzadik Zayin. So you start off kivnei moroin, hello, and you add the aleph in the equation, right? Yes, you add the aleph into the equation into moroin. And therefore, that is the Bria Chadasha, the recreation, the tshuva, which affects stuff which is affected through Mesiras Nefesh. And that chat we say in davening, Tzur Yisrael, the Eibur Shadav called Tzur, because Tzur reminds us of the mitzvah Leitzachal Lushin Kosh, that he has Mesiras Nefesh. And if we say in the Kedushas Kesser, we say, Kvoidoi Malei Oilam. The Kavod of Hashem, when there's a Malei Oilam and Oilam B'miluay, is not spelled Ayin Vov Lamed Mem with Vovov, but Vov Aleh Vov. So from Reish Tzadik Vov, you become Reish Tzadik Zayin, which is the mitzvah of an Ikdashti B'Soich B'nei Yisrael, when Yidin Amayser Nefesh, that the Aleph, the Yiras Hashem, the Yitzorek, Oitzor, right, when the Gemara says, Ein Gemara Shabbos Ein Lo Lakadosh Baruch Hu Beis Ganoza Ella Ella really it's a new girsa in the Gemara all the shasen all over since Ein Lo Lakadosh Baruch Hu Beilav Ella Oitzor Shir Shemayim Bilvad Shenemar Yiras Hashem Yotzor. What is the gematria of Oitzor? Moray etc. plus the Aleph. When you have an Aleph with the Yerushalmayim, with the whatever, the Lupishal Olam, that is Choshev by the Eivishter. That's. Okay. That's Pshat. Kechut Hashoni Sisayich, Umidborcha Noah, Kepelach Ariman Rakaseich, and Chazal Darshan, Imar Brocha, Afilu Rekonu Shabach, Malayim Vitzis Karim. What's Pshat? This man Shabbat Hamidish Hakayim, everyone knows there was a Lashon Zahurus. And it was crimson, it was red, in Yuchat Echem Kashon. When they sent Sar Lazozil, miraculously at that very moment, it turned white, and everyone saw Keshel Galbin. So the Pasuk says, Kechut Hashoni, like that which miraculously turned white, to show that the Eibush Mechaper Hamidish Al Yisrael, Sif Soisayich, your lips, your tefillis, your Kabbalah, right? Mesiras Nefesh, right? Hello, yes. Kepela Harimon. Rimon is the same letters as Moroin. Rei Sadik Vav. Hello, folks. You could also, and that's a pasuk. Merun is Vayisu Mi Rimon Peretz Vayachnu Bel Livno. If you the Peretz in Rimon, you the Pritza in the Inyan of Mesiras Nefesh, you could still a Jew come to the Inyan of Yuchat Eichem Keshel Galbinu. Right? Okay, this is a lot more talk. But the Nakuta is that how do you affect Shuv? Maybe you have this and this Aveira, that Nyan Aveira, Kachor, Konotan, Krisus, Mrs. Bez, and Chil Hashem, etc. The answer is the Charaya that Shuv has to be bound with Mesiras Nefesh. And this idea is very much connected. I'm not saying anything special, very simple shir today. Is very much connected to the whole Iker Indian Avoid of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Let me just give you an example. Where do we see Mesiras Nefesh Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Let's start Rosh Hashanah. Okay, everybody knows the Machlokes Rishonim at Lev HaShemayim. When did Akedas Yitzchok take place? You're so sure. I can tell you four opinions off the top of my head, but without getting involved in any fancy midrash that you never heard of, right? But the two basic days that Ikon Rishonim, opinion one says Rosh Hashanah. How do I know? It says in Psik Terapsi, Avram said to the Rebbeinu Shalaylam, Kishiyu Bonov Shal Yitzchok Nidoinu Lefanecha B'yem Zeh, when Jews are being judged on Rosh Hashanah, Vafilu Yeshalem Kama Kitrugim Kadrega Mezab, Kishem Sheb, Shem Sheb, I kept quiet. I didn't answer. I didn't argue him. And so is Mefurish and Zohar Kodesh and Parshas VeYikra and Parshas Kisaita in numerous mekumim. And so we Rishonim hold brought Shmuel Halevi and Tanya Rapsi and the Rabban Milulil and the Avudraham and the Avudraham said that's why it's called Yom Truya Lechem. Targum with Yom Truya Yom Yevovo. Who was crying on? Sorry, Imenu. Therefore, she died. She was crying from the. When you heard about the Akedah, therefore it's called Yom Truah ever since. Right? And the Rekeach, I'll give you a whole list of Rishonim will hold those Rosh Hashanah. The Fiz Ezrech, why the Kriyas HaTorah be based the Rosh Hashanah, is Akedah. And that's why, if I have no time to elaborate, look in Mar Vishomish. That's why the first day is Dinah Kosher, and the second day, which we read the Akedah, Dinah Rafia. because on the second day of Hashanah, by the Akedah, you ma'akid the midas adin of Yitzchak, and you ma'ir the sod of Avraham and Kal Yisrael. And therefore we say, by the way, you take a shofar. Most synagogues, they have a shofar thing, yeah? What's the shofar? So Chazal say to Rosh Hashanah, Om Rabol, Om Atekim, Shofar Shal Ayil, Om HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tikul, Lefamai, Beshofar Shal Ayil, Kedei She'ezker Lachem, Akedah Yitzchak Ben Avraham, Bamayil Lenei Aleichem, Kliya Kadetim, Atzchem Lefamai. If you blow a shofar, it's as if you... So what does the shofar do? It's Ma'ir Rachman, Ksodin, Fakal Yisrael. Shtel Zich the Shailah. I'm a simple guy. Hello? I always thought that shofar had to do with the coronation of the king, the 10 reasons of Mitzvah Yagon. And in other words, for Kfei Shemayim, Malchu Shemayim, etc., etc. And suddenly, Mitlamol, as the Bina Le'itim and many others ask, a whole new concept here. The whole idea of shofar is I need Bona Chaim Zayna, I need X, Y, Z, right? So in order that I should get what I need for the coming year, I'm blowing shofar. Shofar is for me or for the Eved? Number one. And number two, the Bina Le'itim ask. So it's so simple. A rabbit out of a hat. Hocus pocus, shimli hocus. All you got to do is blow shofar. And you remember, out there was once a fellow called Yitzchak and Avram with an Akedah Maisa. Asher, Alkein, Eibishter, like, press the button. How do you... Hello. Says the Bina Le'itim. It's brought in Shalom HaKadosh. It's brought in Rosh Hashanah. It's brought in the Bank of Emden. It's in Eibishter. It's in, what do you call it again? Yarek Devash. Barichos Niflo. Is the chayit? It's not some kind of magical formula. Yeah? Is the chayit the zechira of the akedah and Rosh Hashanah? Is to me'ir us? And just like you had a son who was born to you at age 100, and you will need to give up your son and everything that you own, everything you have, your money, your geld, your car, your whatever, to the chayit the rosin of the ma'akinah, to the rosin Hashem, and then you're mekabel on yourself to din the rabbi Hashem with the serious nefesh. Then, when you take it to heart, then you have Ma'ir Rachm. It's not some kind of magical formula. Right? It's on the Furish and Zoya. How do I know just the Remez? Yoim Trua Yilachem is Gimachir by Yaakov is Yusuf Benoy. Rosh Hashanah is Gimachir by Kim Nitzis Avram, etc., etc., etc. By the way, what happened just parenthetically? What happened to Yusuf by the Yaakov? I said this 1,000 times. He died, and he had Trias HaMeisim. That's what happens to every Jew in Rosh Hashanah. The Chayus. Your life for the past year finished. You're on terminal. You got nothing left. The night of Hashanah is called Durmita Dezot. There's all the chayat that kept you going the past year. It's finished. Now you got to be ma'oyer a new chayas. Right? So by every yid, Rosh Hashanah is Tchias HaMeisim. And therefore, it's one of the reasons you get a new chayas in Rosh Hashanah. That's the reason why Rosh Hashanah is Gimatria, I say every year. Mashiach always the kachetach in this word. Rosh Hashanah every year becomes a briach hadashu, which is the side of tshuva, and therefore Rosh Hashanah is right is gematria 861, which is gematria d'sheinim v'rananimiyu, still of chayis. Therefore 861 is gematria beis hamikdash. What is another name for the beis hamikdash? Beis chayenu, place of life. Therefore, on the beis hamikdash, place of life, you're not allowed to sleep because sleep is 1/60th of death, as Chazal tell us. And therefore, the minig Yisrael is that on Rosh Hashanah, which is based on Mikdash and Zman, we don't sleep by day. Because it's Chayis. Chayis comes from Tchias HaMeisim. How do you get Tchias HaMeisim? When a Yid has Emunah, and everything is Shvartz, and nothing makes sense, and a Likin Nisus Avron, and you have Kashness and Nisyonis, and everything is dark. When Afal became, right? That's the idea what Mashiach says, but the pasuk says, "Vanuichi haster after ponei." Next week's parsha, which is Gimachia Tiku b'choyv the shofar b'kesa. You blow the shofar dafka b'kesa when things are concealed, and that Shema Yisrael is Gimachia shofar shalayim. That is the anonim, the clouds which cover over clarity, right? Suddenly disappear, and that becomes the behirus emuna, and that becomes the source of your tchias amesim, your chayis for the coming year. So that's Rosh Hashanah. According to the Deya, that the Akedah was on, the whole tefillahs are filled with Akedah, Yitzchak, Lazare. Yeah. There's a whole other Deya, which is brought in Rishonim, and Rikanti, and Rav Mifano, and brought in Yalkut Ruveni, and all the Svarim, Chusayfer, Chaim, etc., Kli Yoker, right? All say that it was on Yom Kippur. Mashgiach just adds Yom HaKodesh is Gimatria Hara Maria. Hello. And the whole avoda of Yom Kippur is connected. All it makes no difference practically when it happened, because David and Mashana says, "Man, he could bring your Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, he can bring Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah, whatever." But the point is that Tzara Shov of the avoda Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is you bow down, right? You mevatel your rosin to the Rebbeinu Shalom, and that's what it's all about. That's Mesiras Nefesh. Where do you see that avodah of Yom Kippur is connected to Mesiras Nefesh? In your shul, I don't know where you go to, but whatever. Do you remember when we take out the Sifrei Torah for Kol Nidre, the highlights of the year? Hello? What pasuk do we suddenly say over and over again? Oyer Zaruah L'Tzadik L'Shesim. Every school child knows. Why? So the Oyer Zaruah says, why do you call it Sefer Oyer Zaruah? He didn't know how to spell Akiva. Should Akiva be spelled with a hey at the end or an aleph at the end? And on this galatim and a cholim that Akiva Oyer Zaruah L'Tzadik L'Yisrael L'Sivchos Sefer Mitzvah is Rabbi Akiva. And with a hey. The emesis in Shas, the difference between Yishalmi and Badli, the emesis of Chosefer says Rabbi Akiva's name was spelled with a hey. When Rabbi Akiva was martyred them. On which day of the calendar? Anybody know? Yom Kippur. But right, you go to Tveria, to his cave, you'll see it's written on the cave, on the Matthew, right? It was Yom Kippur. So therefore his name, he passed away, he was what? Saying, Vayamarech be'echod, right? So they changed his name from Akiva with a hey to Akiva with an aleph. Can't do with the whole Shakra Kari once it's got something. Hello? By the way, in your synagogue, what do you conclude? The holiest day of the year. Tom, Dick, and Harry is there, right? The Gerish, right? What do you conclude the whole Avodas HaKodesh of Yom HaKodesh? You say Shema Yisrael. Why? Because since Rabbi Akiva's yahrzeit, his Hilula, is Yom Kippur, and on that day he died with Mesiras Nefesh, and he was Meirich Be'echod, right? Yeah? You with me? Yeah. By the way, anyone know, right? Remember the Gemara in Brochus, the Samach Beis, was it? Yeah? That his Marach Be'echad and Talmidim asked him, Rabbeinu, Ad Kan, said, Kol Yomai, Eti Mishar, Al Posuk Zeh, B'chol Nafshecha, and after Shabbal Yodah, when did Rabbi Akiva say those lines? That's a simple klutz kasha. Always bothered me since I was near the grasshopper. Imagine the scene. The Masrikin is Besarim Masrikin Shal Barzal. Greatest person, hey, Kol Yochel Rosader, ever lived. And in the middle of the word Echod of Shema Yisrael, they suddenly ask him a question, Rabbeinu Akan, hello. It's weird, no? Says the Ben Ishchayim Ben Yoda Amir Digor. The Makaris, I have no idea exactly, but whatever. When was Rabbi Akiva, when was he imprisoned? When did he go to jail? By the Romans. Hello? Rosh Chodesh El. And for 40 days, from Rosh Chodesh El to Yom Kippur, they were Masarkin is Besorri, the Masarikin Shil Barzal. And he didn't know this is it. So he was saying Shema Yisrael the whole time. And in those 40 days, when his Talmidim came to visit, in fact, the Rabbi Yeshua Garsi, as the Gemara puts it, yeah? That's when they asked him, Rabbeinu Akam. And then he answered, it was the middle of whatever. Where were they on Yom Kippur? They weren't there. You know why they weren't there? Where were they? They were in shul, they had a davar Yom Kippur. Nobody was there. Even the Yeshua Garsi, the Meshamish Neman of Rabbi Akiva was not there. And they murdered him. And that's when he died. With the word Echad on his lips. Right? And they put his body in the prison. They wouldn't let anyone in, out, whatever. Elio Anovi came to tell Yeshua Garsi what happened. He said, I'm a Kohen, come with me. They went inside and they went to the cell and they found the doors were open because the guard fell asleep and he left everything hefkevelt. And Elio Anovi took his gufitor and brought it to wherever, and therefore he's buried today in Ferry. Hello? Yeah? Mehai time, if you do that, the Shari Chaim, from the Machde Chayim, from the great Holy Talmidim of the Holy Chum Sofer. So the Murdik says this Rebbe, the Holy Chum Sofer, had a minig every year that the Drosha Kol Nidre always was a beer on the last Mishnah Masechta Yuma. What is the seal of Masechta Yuma? Omar who? Omar Rabbi Akiva. Ashreichem Yisrael listening mi atem mitarim mitar eschem avichem shem shemayim. Every year another drosh in the Shaar HaChaim says we the Talmidei Chum Sofer every year repeat this. Hello, why? Why? Because the yard side is the lul of Rabbi Akiva to meirer the schus mesirus nefesh to mischaber with the yichud of Rabbi Akiva. We also speak of Rabbi Akiva, and that is the seal, that is the siyah, that is the acme, the zenith, the high point of Yom Kippur, the mesirus nefesh of Shema Yisrael, where we connect ourselves to Rabbi Akiva. And what pasuk does Rabbi Akiva say? What Ashreichem Yisrael? Lifnei mi atem mitarim mitar eschem avichem shemayim shenemar. Mikve Yisrael Hashem. Ma mikve metaris atmeyam v'kodesh baruch hu Yisrael. How many saw there in the mikveh last time I counted? 40. What does 40 got to do with Rabbi Akiva? The 100 other things 40 saw. 40 days of Mesiris Nefesh. That Rabbi Akiva himself becomes the mikveh tara to Eris Chusin for Kal Yisrael. Hello? Okay, and this is like the essence of Yom Kippur. The famous Kedushas Levi, I say it every year to my Olam. Gvaldiger Kedushas Levi and Yom Kippur. Quote, Yom HaKippur Neim Mechapra Rak Achi Yikonaz Uduchinas Geder Ayin. Yom Kippur does not work, it's not effective, it's not Mechapra, until you become Ayin. She Yomer, O Ani Ma She Yeshli V'chol HaKoychot Shli HaKol Hu L'Boyre Yisbarach V'oz Misdabbek Atzvi Midas Ayin. That explains the first emes of the Eger and the Inafeshtach Avoya, bowing. That is why the funniest mitzvah in Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, you gotta have cup. No, you gotta like haltach. So you would think, what would be the big deal if the Eibush rely on to have a kavim with a mezonos before davening, so you could be mechavim. And Erev Yom Kippur, like, forget. Erev Yom Kippur, the mitzvah is to eat achila gatz. You stuff yourself. You come to eat the Kol Nidre. You bloated. The Chura, but when Faker, Erev Yom Kippur, stay away, you know, like whatever food, and Yom Kippur have a Miyashiv Daitu. Does it make any sense? Guess what? No, it doesn't. That is the Mevatel, your Rosin to the Rosin Abir, and that's what Yom Kippur is all about. The Yismach Yisrael brings them where it is Erev Yom Kippurim, the Mishnah says, Ma'amidim oyslei b'sharam mizro. You take the Kohen Gadol in b'sharam mizro. Umavirim lefono porin ve'elim u'kvasim. Kidei she'em makir v'rogel b'avid. But the Kohen Gadol never saw an animal before. He doesn't know what a kevis looks like or a par looks like. What's going on here? And what's that? Umavirim lefono. The pshat is we. You have a makirv and you have a nikrv. Who's greater, the makirv or the nikrv? Who are the nikrv? We want to take Kohen Gadol, but the Heiliger Mensch, you know, Shaf, Poskin, whatever, Yahlo, you should know the Behemoth is greater than you. Mavirin Lefono. And with that Kavono, right? And that is Avoida of Bimavatl, your Rots and your Seichel, everything to the revenge. And this is the general idea of Mesiris Nefesh, connected to Rosh Hashanah Kippur, connected to Avoida Satshuva. There's fascinating Ohr HaChaim HaKodesh in Parshas Bullock. Just like I said before, the Bnei Yisrael says, right, that with Avodah Mesiras Nefesh, you don't need the Dal Chiluk Kapora, etc. You don't need the Yom Kippur, you don't need Yisurim, you don't need Mishnah Rachman Olam, right? Is Alderot is Ohr HaChaim HaKodesh. The Ohr HaChaim HaKodesh says, he writes, he heard from Rishoyim, Pusha Yisrael, that they said if they would have known that they could do tshuva and die immediately, they would immediately do tshuva. They should go, reina heita. Or they know if they live, they won't be able to stand the yoinus, and therefore the Messiah is not tshuva. And a person has to know that ki bayoyim hazeh yechaper lechem, all you have is a yoyim hazeh. And the lifnei havaya titaru, even a veirus of chilatev, you can bring tahara. That he knows on Yom Kippur that even by Yom Kippur says, that the Bnei Yisrael Yoytis B'chlilavan Shulin, and they say Bachur Sonayinech. What's pshat? I have a madrega. I feel every yid, even the simplest yid, feels something on Yom Kippur. even if you know that it's only Kli Lavan Shulam, you're not really holding by this Madrega. The way you feel in Yom Kippur is not the way you feel somewhere in Kavis, right? It's Shulam. But you tell the Bocher, Sola Idecho, lift up your eyes, what are you looking for? Al Titein Idecho Benoi. Is for a car with a zash, ventricle engine, with all the rubbish in life, all the tatsuim, all the toys that people spill with, right? So, where do you come from? You're better from Yitzchak v'Yaakov. The only thing in the world that really counts is the Chorobayish Levitari Mitzvahs. I want to tell you a story. This helps the what I said now, the Aruch Hayim HaKadosh, even for the greatest push in Yisrael, the greatest Rosh. Through Mesiras Nefesh, even at one mitzvah, you have no idea a mitzvah, Mesiras Nefesh, could turn over heavens and earth, could turn over yourself. There's a sefer called Bekudech Asich of Rabbi Toivin tells him, Ashpia in Skver. He heard a story from the Kamarna Rebbe, who heard the story B'Shem Zekena is Zayda, the Holy Rebbe of Kamarna, one of the Sarbe Zazoy, some Moody Dikamais. In Kamarna, there was a Yidl, Pashtira, Mordzeraisa. Simple Jew, a firm Jew, a simple Jew. And he did some aveir, don't say what, connected the koimer, the galach. And the galach got hold of him, he found out, and he, achas dosa, he put him to a mishpah, and they're going to kill him, they're going to hang him. Oh, but the galach decided to have a good time. He said, I am going to give you a get out of jail card. If you are willing to shmadzach, I am willing to release you and mimoichel you and go. Hello? And he said, you got no choice in the matter anyway, because if I kill you, I'm going to bury you in the Goyish cemetery. And the Galuch told this guy, who's a total Amoris Deraisa, if the Jews have a principle, if you get buried in a Goyish based Olam, you will never be Zeuchot to Olam Haba anyway. If you don't have Olam Haba anyway, might as well join us. And the Amoris, like, he hears that, like, he's a menudah from Allah Olam, he's like, he trusted the Galuch, he doesn't know, it's the Amoris. Anyway, and stuck Mekochzuch and they know what to do. In the city of Kamarna, which is Irvein B'Yisrael with a Rebbe Malach Hashem, there was three brothers who were Shkotzim, who were like the Pishi Yisrael. And one brother came home to Kamarna to meet his other two brothers, and he's like the lowest of low. And he heard, but he heard the story. Even that Pishi Yisrael, right? He said, Ken Shlozen. He went to the Galach, the Armosoi, and he said, Galach, right? I will. Let me in the jail, I will convince him to shmatzach. Okay? He goes into the jail, closes the door, and he tells him, Sheker b'chozo, even if he is buried, Sushin de Goyim, the Eibush will never abandon you, and don't shmatzach. And he heard that, once he heard that, he died al Kiddush Hashem, he was hung in the public. Next day was Yom Kippur. This Poishi Yisrael, with his two brothers, you can imagine that. Ir Mole Chachamim the Seifrim in the olden days, 200 years ago, whatever. He sat there with his brothers and they ate of her Achir on Yom HaKodesh. That's Kaminig Poishi Yisrael, I guess. Hello? And, one second. And then, by the way, what I want to tell you was, at that night, after the guy was hung, the Jew was swinging in the gallows, Gebadzer, like, you know, Poshet Tzelem Olikim is hanging there. In the middle of the night, he went there to see what happened to him. And he sees the Yid is hanging, and the Galuch organized 10 biryonim, 10 starker guys, to stand guard. The guy was so full of anger and wrath, the Yidl, the Poshi Yisrael, he came and he killed 5 of the goyim. The other ones ran for their lives. He then took the goof of this Yidl, put it on his shoulders, and ran to a neighboring village where nobody knows him. Went to the knock on the door, middle of the night of the Rav, and in the middle of the night they arranged a Levaya, and that was it. That was the end of the story. And this guy afterwards is mizboinen and what just happened. The sinner. I just was moisir nefesh for this one simple Jew. And me, myself, I what? On Yom Kippur, and Yom HaKodesh, when even are crying their eyes out, he is eating chazer with two brothers. Crazy, right? Him and the two brothers were chozer b'tshuva al asar, just from these eros of the whatever. And the commander Rebbe, the Hechel Bracha, he says, I knew him personally. All three became givaldig atamid hachamim. He said, the guy who was the Poshi Yisrael, who did it, he knew all of Zohar HaKadosh Baal Peh. Alushin. He reached a Madrega, whatever. He said, in what chutz did he reach as a Madrega? In the chutz of one mitzvah Mesiras Nefesh. One mitzvah Mesiras Nefesh, even the lowest of low. I'll tell you one story, just one thing. Yesterday I was in the doctor's surgery. I was waiting in the surgery. Talmud Chacham, Erlich Yid comes over to me, and he asked me a shayla. I'm the rabbi, probably, I don't know answers to questions, I don't know what people ask me. He said, the pasuk in this week's parsha says, in yin nidachacha, b'ksei Hashemayim. What's this say Hashemayim? Say Aretz. Where are Jews and Gulls? So I didn't, I just was reading at the time the story. There's a Yidol in Yerushalayim called Shlomo Zalmina Weinberg, the brother of the Talmud Rebbe. And he quoted a story that he heard from Y.Y. Jake, Rabbi Y.Y. Jacobson, a good dear friend of mine, who heard from another friend who passed away this year, Shalom Berlitzker. The Shalom Berlitzker is a rabbi, and he made an organization called Aleph, which helps people in correctional, in, i.e. jail. He even committed sin here in jail, and he provides religious stuff. He was traveling to a place in Florida, a place called Jacksonville, Florida, Aleph Shvatur. And he needed to get petrol, whatever, and he goes to the pump, to the station, and a goy. You should put an oral, you know, like you see the arelus on his face. Comes over to him, rabbi, you're Jewish, yeah? You must come and see the old man in the back of the thing. So he goes back, goes back to the back of the gas station. Old man, old man. And he sees, you could see on his face the tsoris of what he, the durkalit. He says, who are you? He says, we're Lubavitcher season, we're traveling the door. He heard, he says, you're related to Lubavitcher Rebbe? Yeah, where his siddim, where his emissaries. The guy started crying, his eyes out, and you couldn't stop. So finally, eventually, after a long time, whatever. So the guy, the old man, tells the goy, they've come to take me away. My, what's going on here? So he said, he will live in the Haim, Poland somewhere. He was married, he had a wife. A woman with a family, children, sons, daughters, the whole mishpacha. Yimach Shimon, they came, they killed everybody. His father, his mother, his siblings, his everyone. After the war, Nisi Nisi, he survived. He came to America. They set him up in Williamsburg. He was so estranged, so alienated, so distraught. He was whatever. He's not living amongst from you. No way. He said, I want to move to the place furthest away where I don't have to look at a Jew. He has sinner, but not just a neutral, I can't be bothered. A sinner to Yiddish guy, a sinner to the Rebbeinu Shel Rachman. Right? Years, married a shiksan, had three shkotzim, a reilin. And one night, he said, recently, he was couldn't sleep at night, because old people don't sleep. He was looking through the channel, what do you call it, cable television, like the special. And he sees there's a Fabrein, the Lubavitcher Rebbe's Fabrein. And punktu was like this time of the year. And the Rebbe said a pasuk in this week's parsha, where it says, Rashi says, Rashi brings the pasuk in Yeshaya, "Va'atem to look to le'echod echod beis Yisrael, Mashiach ha'kumen, the Eibushter will come and take the Mashiach will come and take every Jew by the hand and lead him to Eretz Yisrael." After all the tzaras and whatever matzah that all it, this guy hears it. How did this Rebbe know about me here in Jacksonville, what I went through and all that? And he got. He was not the same person. He told his kids about it, like he's really Jewish. He said, when these two guys, my friend, Shalom Belifkel, when he came into the petrol station, and the goy saw these two rabbis with black hats and whatever, he went over to the old man and he says, Papa, they've come to take you away. So I thought to myself, if we would have said in Pasuk, in Yin Zachach, we would say Oretz. You would say a guy is like in Chattanooga, Tennessee, in Achweza, Hobart, Tasmania. Even if a person is B'Ktzei Hashemayim, in Rachnius, he's so far away. Through one mitzvah of Mesiras Nefesh, that's the idea of Chuvim Mesiras Nefesh, and Kippur Mesiras Nefesh. In that, in Mahapich, the Schusim, Ma'ir, Racham, Ram, Kal Yisrael, that all of us be gebench, and see those in the table, and the table, and the Sukkish, that's Gullah, Yeshua. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.